Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. After making a moderate impact in some areas of West Bengal, severe cyclonic storm Remal has weakened into a cyclonic storm. The Met Department today said that the cyclonic storm is expected to weaken further in the day. The state administration continues to be on high alert following forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall. Officials said there have been reports of uprooting of several trees and the collapse of mud houses from certain coastal belts in the state. Coastal areas of South and North 24 Parganas, Sundarban, Kolkata, Howrah and Hooghly are receiving heavy rainfall. Rain continues in several districts of South Bengal, including Kolkata. Some areas are still waterlogged and without electricity. Works are on to remove the uprooted trees and drain out excess water from the affected areas. One old woman of 80 years died at Mousuni Island of South 24 Parganas District last night when a tree fell on her mud house. Another person died in Kolkata last night when a part of a building collapsed and fell on him. However, some local train services have been restored and air services at Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport also been resumed. Meanwhile, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in affected areas. Officials said over 1 lakh people have been evacuated from vulnerable areas, especially in the coastal belts. Train services of Shialda have been restored in South Section and Barasat Hasnabad line Howrah Amtala local has been cancelled in the Howrah division. The truncated metro rail service is being operated between Dakshineshwar and Girishpark as well as between Mahanayak Uttam Kumar and Kabi Subhash. The Gujarat government has suspended 7 officials, including 2 police officers, in connection with the Rajkot-based TRP Game Zone fire case. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel ordered the immediate suspension of 7 officials for alleged negligence in their work that led to the fire tragedy. Meanwhile, the Gujarat government has taken suo motu cognizance of the incident. The special bench of Gujarat High Court, comprising Justice Viren Vaishnav and Justice Devan Desai, is currently hearing the matter. Indian Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah said that the NDA will achieve 400 plus seats on June 4 and Narendra Modi will secure his position once again as the Prime Minister. While Rahul Gandhi will hold a press conference blaming the EVMs for the defeat of the India bloc. He said that following the June 4 results, responsibility for the Congress's defeat will likely be placed on its national president, Mallikarjun Kharge, leading to his resignation. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a public meeting in Kushinagar, Uttar Pradesh, in favor of party candidate. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has filed an application before the Supreme Court seeking a 7-day extension of interim bail to undergo medical examinations. The top court had ordered the release of Mr. Kejriwal on interim bail in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise policy scam case till June 1 and directed him to surrender on 2nd June. Aam Aadmi Party said Mr. Kejriwal's health has deteriorated since he was arrested in the alleged Delhi excise scam. Meanwhile, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, last week moved an application before Delhi court seeking a 14-day extension of judicial custody of the AAF chief and the expiry of the Supreme Court interim bail order on June 2. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to former Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi paid tributes to Mr. Nehru. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, senior party leader Sonia Gandhi, along with others, today paid tributes to Mr. Nehru on his 60th death anniversary at his memorial at Shantivan in Delhi. The BSE benchmark Sensex hit the historic 76,000 mark for the first time in today's afternoon session, and the NSE Nifty also scaled an all-time peak in tandem with a rally in global markets. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.